Well, if you've been walking around on tenterhooks from the anticipation of our next segment, relax. I promise you it's going to be a cakewalk and it might even put a spring in your step for the rest of your day. Helen Reitzrand and Olivia Rosenman are the Expressionists, bringing you a regular podcast, Dishing the Dirt on the Idiom We Use Every Day. Good morning, Olivia and Helen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
That was a really good one, Nick.
Thank you. I like the way I always get a rating after those. I really appreciate that.
We could start. We could come up with a number.
Give that one an 8, actually.
An 8?
8 out of 10, yeah.
Oh, I'd give it 8.5 at least.
What? Okay.
That's an HD intro, I reckon.
All right.
I appreciate that very much. What are we talking about today?
Well, as your intro alluded to so delightfully, we are talking about walking.
I'm amazed that there are so many phrases involving walking.
Yeah, there is a lot. And I mean, I don't know, is it that surprising? It's how we get around. It's kind of like, it's almost like breathing,
is
walking.
Is it? You
breathing.
Ride, I catch a train.
True, actually. I've noticed.
I walked in here.
You walk a lot. I have noticed the more I ride my bike, the less I walk. And sometimes I wonder if it's possible to forget how.
To walk.
Yeah.
Well, usually about 11 p.m. on a Saturday night for me as I'm leaving the pub, I've completely forgotten how to walk.
That's true. There's plenty of people that have that problem. So we have discovered a whole bunch of walking idioms or idioms relating to walking, and we'll be talking about those in our episode that's out on Friday. But here is a little sneak peek, some bonus content for you, your lovely listeners, Nick. So, have you ever, you know, we all know Sydney's property market's crazy, buying market, the rental market. Have you ever been told by a landlord, Nick, to walk your chalk?
I have never been told that.
Yeah, it wasn't one that I was familiar with, but apparently to walk your chalk is to be gone, to get lost.
To get out.
Get out. In the 19th century in England, it was quite customary for landlords to give tenants notice by just chalking on their door. It actually dates back even further than that, though. Back another century into the 17th, no, two centuries, here we go, into the early 17th century, whenever royal visitors would be hosted in England, before they arrived, they would send out marshals or sergeants to go and vacate houses in the surrounding villages to accommodate the royal retinue, the chefs and masseurs and God knows what else that would accompany the royal visitors. So these marshals would basically go around with chalk and say, yep, we need your house. And they were thrown out without further ado.
What a wonderful tradition.
Yeah, isn't that delightful? And of course, these days, walking and chalking has a couple of more modern connections, surprisingly. I really like this because I just feel like, how often do you get to talk and think about chalk in this day and age?
Very rarely. Very infrequently.
So apparently in Cockney rhyming slang, bowl of chalk is walk.
There you go.
So how'd you get here today, Helen?
Bowl of chalk?
Yeah.
A bowl of chalked?
I guess so. And then there's another, to walk the chalk, these days in American slang is sort of to have your sobriety tested, which I assume is, you know.
Walking in a straight line.
Yeah.
Yeah, how wonderful.
So there you go. Surprising connections between walking and chalk. Chalking.
Oh, dear me.
Well, mine is also a little bit related to class, I suppose. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about walks of life, which can mean either someone's social grade, station, rank, or someone's trade or profession or calling.
Hmm.
And they both have the same, you know, they came around at about the same time, 1733 for the social grade and 1746-ish for the trade or profession. What's interesting, though, I found in the Urban Dictionary. I love the Urban Dictionary.
It is
Helen's. It tells
favorite.
You a lot of stuff. So that entry picks up on a nuance that's not addressed by the Oxford English Dictionary definitions that I just referred to. It says all walks of life used by middle/upper class white folk to refer to a group of people outside their social and economic status.
Wow, that is so true.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so it says not necessarily a derogatory phrase, but often leveraged to invoke politeness or intentional ambiguity around the individuals to which they're referring.
I guess it takes all walks of life.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's politicians. Politicians say it.
Yep. Often. that's pretty much all I had to say about that, really. Aside from the fact that obviously there is a great song which features this phrase.
There is indeed, of course.
And
you're
going to make also, me play it. There's also a cool project called the Walk of Life Project, made by a US comedy writer called Peter Salamone, who is going around adding the Walk of Life to the end of various movies. Like, that's just the outro song.
Just to what any...
Yeah, so like the end of Friends, the end of Casablanca.
But what do you mean adding it?
Like, he's, you know, he play... You can look it up on YouTube. There's like, you know, the clip of the end of the movie and he plays Walk of Life over the end of it. So just, you know, picture the end of Casablanca while you're listening to this song. This.
Before we do that, where can people sign up for The Expressionists?
Well, they can come and find us on our website, expressionists.audio, but get straight to us in your podcast player. Just search The Expressionists, subscribe, listen to all our episodes, and say hi on Facebook if you like.
Well, please do, and we'll do this again in a fortnight's time.